By Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, K1, and a community connection this morning, focusing on the Bartlesville High School volleyball program. We're going to talk primarily with Coach Jen Ward, but Randy Bloom's in, parent and advisor for the organization. And first of all, Coach, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Always happy to spotlight student activities, whether academic or arts or sports. A lot of things going on, particularly in Bartlesville schools, and this is my first opportunity to talk with you. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your hopes, your dreams, your plans for volleyball in Bartlesville, and where would you like to be headed a year, 3 years, 6 years on down the road?
Well, the Bartlesville Nation volleyball program is starting to get a new mindset where we teach kids life skills through volleyball. So we want to teach them how to work hard, how to be a team player, how to just be a critical thinker, and we're just using volleyball to do that. Ultimately, our goal for our kids is that they will use volleyball to become whoever they want to be and have the skills to do that. As I get started here, one of the things that we have started to really look at is what is Bartlesville volleyball going to look like in a month? And one of the things that we're working on right away is building our numbers. So making sure that we have players who are wanting to be playing with us, wanting to come out and try out for the teams. In order to do that, you have to make volleyball fun and successful. Those are the two things that we really want to see volleyball be here. We want kids to want to be in our program, and we want kids to understand that winner's mindset is what makes it fun.
Yeah, successful teams breed successful teams. And like you said, if you make it fun, winning is fun. And so we kind of combination that way. And I'm guessing that those life skills, while you may be talking about them, half of them gets snuck in between how to set the ball and make that point.
Absolutely. One of the easiest ways to teach that is just to structure a practice where kids can be successful but challenged. When they come to our practice, we're gonna ask them to grow in their skills that day, right there and then. We're gonna ask them to work hard to do that, and they don't even really realize that they're working hard on their life skills. They're just wanting to hit the ball better or set the ball farther or get that one skill or that turn that they've been trying to make for a while. And so while they're doing that repetitive practice and those things, that's where we sneak them in.
and I think that's true with most, I would probably say any, but I'll qualify it and say most sports. It's those skills that you learn from the first day that you pick up that ball, that bat, that whatever tool you're using to play that sport. And it's you're adding to those skills on a daily, weekly, yearly basis to get better and be the best player and by extrapolation, the best adult you're going to be.
Absolutely. Volleyball is a hard skill to learn. Just the skills in volleyball, they're difficult. Mm-hmm. And so that practice can be really challenging to kids. And what we try to do is provide a structured but challenging practice so that they are getting a ton of reps on what they're going for, but they also know where they started and they know where they're going. That goal setting is really important to us in the program, that our kids know exactly what we want them to do, what support they're going to get to do that skill or that support or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do this to help you, but you're going to do the work.
And then you're going to be giving along those progress reports on a periodic basis. I won't say you're going to set a weekly appointment with every player, but when you see improvement, pull them aside and say, hey, good shot.
Absolutely. You can say they'll see that on a weekly basis.
Okay. I didn't want to set your schedule for you.
Our players will constantly know where they are and where they're going. And we share that in a lot of different ways. Some of it's just praise and practice. A lot of it is done through statistics. Volleyball is a stat-heavy sport. Mm-hmm. And so if our girls are hitting 100 today, we want them hitting 125 tomorrow. And we will track that a lot in practice. Our varsity team has a lot of coaches who will be there with the goal of statting and getting kids to understand that this is how you're going to achieve that higher percentage. This is how you're going to pass the ball all the way to the target instead of a foot away. And our kids will know their stats all the time, because stats ultimately will determine your playing time, and they'll be hungry for that improvement.
Just like other sports, like football, like baseball, has the stat intensiveness of volleyball grown over the past 15 or 20 years?
The reliance on stats certainly has. When it comes to volleyball, it's usually pretty clear. So passing, for example, if you pass the serve, it's scored out of a three-point scale. If you're passing a 2-5 or better, your team is going to be successful offensively. So once people started to realize that and realize that, okay, well, this is a slam dunk, that a 2-5 is really what you need, then we started all pursuing that. Okay. And so it really does tell the tale in ways that, you know, in basketball, one of the things you have to do is measure who's going to dive on the floor for the ball.
Yeah.
Okay. In volleyball, every single kid needs to be ready to dive on the floor for the ball at any time, because it's a surprise where it's going to be. So the stats help, but the secondary stat is how kids work together in terms of crossing, or how kids work together in terms of we are responsible for the ball. And in volleyball, it's as easy to stat that than it is in basketball.
Yeah, I think I see more forburns on from volleyball than any other sport, if you've got a good team.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Joining us this morning, Randy Bloom. And Randy, you, as a businessman, as a community member, have been involved in a lot of different things, but school sports and community activity is one of your fortes, I think. Thanks for coming in this morning. How did you get involved with what's going on with volleyball?
Well, thanks, Charlie, and thanks for all you do. We're sure going to miss you.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Just remind everybody, if you get a chance tomorrow, to come by and pull his leg and thank him for what he's done for our community here in Bartlesville. We're really fortunate to have Charlie in. And I'm really going to look back and say I knew him when.
Well, so. I heard a lot of Bill Mingle stories when I got here. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
carrying
true.
On some traditions from the people who went before me. Yeah. But thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So tying my it's just purely selfish. Initially, I have a daughter that's going to be a senior next year and has loved volleyball. And my wife has coached volleyball for years and played volleyball. So it's been a sport that we really enjoy. We're diehard Nebraska volleyball fans. Go to, you know, over the years, my daughter's been to, you know, 50 volleyball games at Nebraska. And mm-hmm. So we spend a lot of time watching volleyball, you know, on a national level, and really excited to be able to have that here with Coach Ward. You know, she brings just a world of experience here. We've got just a real talent. She's played some positions that my daughter has played, and I think that this is just what I would call for her just-in-time training, and I think, you know, perfect for Bartlesville right at this point.
Well, we're going to be growing the program, and probably some changes all the way around with the new coaching ideas, new coaching philosophies. We'll talk about that. Oh, and how you can get involved in the program with some activities when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Talking with volleyball coach Jen Ward and Randy Bloom, parent advisor, and an event coming up fairly soon for the team. Randy, why don't you start me off on this one?
Okay. Yeah, well, so this is the first time that we've had a tournament that's been in the spring. You know, we probably were hoping that we could do some club tournaments on campus, you know, in the future years. That'd mm-hmm. be a really good way to promote Bruin volleyball.
Sure.
But we have got a tournament set for May 11th. That's Saturday, May 11th. And it's going to feature a lot of our girls not playing volleyball for our program, but coaching. So they've recruited students that want to play volleyball Saturday morning, and then we've got teacher teams, and it's going to be, you know, if you're on the property during the normal school days, you could have an opportunity to play in a tournament and maybe go up against Coach Ward here and get an opportunity to spike on her if you want. And so it's co-ed, so we've got I know my daughter's been recruiting some basketball players on her team, and as a way to, you know, look, really try to dominate this tournament. And it's going to be one of those opportunities that going to have some bragging rights too. So that's one of the things that it's just kind of a new thing that we're doing this year for fun on the campus.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I have some acquaintances that go to fantasy baseball camps every year. And to be able to go to, I have a friend, this particular individual happens to go to the Cubs camp, but it doesn't matter, to go and be there and around the pros that either are playing or are Hall of Famers that are still around what's going on, and you know, to say, hey, I got a single off Bob Gibson.
Yeah.
It's neat, and I'm applying the same sort of thing here. You know, I spiked the ball and got past the coach.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
and it's a good idea. What a great idea! As a player, when the player becomes the coach or starts coaching other players, they improve their own skills along the way, right, Coach?
Absolutely. So our girls are really excited about this tournament, in that they get to put on that coaching hat, but it's also they get to interact with their friends and share the sport that they love so much. One of the things about Bruin Nation Volleyball is that we want to draw the crowds, and one of the easiest way to do that is to bring people into our gym and say, this is what it is, this is why it's fun, and this is how you get better at this. So our players have been working really hard to fill their teams, and they're really fun. They're coming up with their slogans and their themes, and they're getting their pictures taken and their costumes or their theme-based uniforms. So I'm really looking forward to seeing our girls in that different environment and to give them a chance to see the other side of it too, because that's really fun.
Yeah, of course they get to develop their own teams. I think it'd be fun to talk it up and say, hey, come play with me. You know, it'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Is this the first time you've done something like this, or have you tried this sort of idea other places?
I've tried this sort of idea in other places, but it was a little bit more about either a fundraising or an auction was the center, and then the tournament was sort of secondary, an opportunity to play a parents versus kids kind of thing. This is definitely our girls reaching out to their friends and saying, come see what we're about. Our stands are not always full, and so we would really love to draw the student population in to Bruin Nation Volleyball and have them come watch what we do. We're going to get better and better every single time we step out there, and watching that evolution is going to be amazing starting in August. So right now we're just going to try to get the buzz going. Yeah. And anytime you bring kids in and let them see what it's about and it's good, they'll come. They'll come watch us because they're going to really enjoy this. So.
Yeah. You know, you were talking during the break on a couple of other things you wanted to be sure to get in, and I want to give you adequate time to do that. So what haven't we brought up yet that's important?
Well, the first thing is we have tryouts coming May 6th. So our 9th through 12th graders will come at the Fieldhouse 4 to 5:30, and our 7th and 8th graders will come at 5:30 to 7 May 6th, and tryouts will be most of that week. We also have some players returning to Bruin Nation Volleyball that are really pumped for the season. So we have two all-conference returners. We have Brick Bloom and Sydney Collins. Both are excellent and ready to go. And then we have a really nice cast of players who will support them, with Lydia Nolmeyer, Mia Otten, Allie Wood. And then we also have some players returning to volleyball who have been away for a bit. So like Claire Settle and is coming back to us after 2 years. So it's be really interesting to see how she develops. Our seniors are strong. Olivia Hadrava and Jules Allert make up our seniors, and our program is strong. People are going to want to come see us play, specifically on August 13th at home is when you can come see us play. But now is the right time to get in on Bruin Nation Volleyball. We would also like to thank our sponsors. Lots of community support already. I've only been in play for a couple months, and the community has just embraced me and Bruin Nation Volleyball in just an awesome way. Randy, do you want to thank our sponsors?
Yeah, you know, so I've talked with other business owners here in town, and so Jim Moore, when he heard we were doing some stuff. He says, hey, I want to be part of this, you know, Play for Burke Foundation. They're just awesome. You know, Armstrong Bank, Michael Dennis said, hey, I want to get behind. I've got, you know, get kids. I want to see Bartlesville be really strong. Clint Musselwhite is another great voice of Bruins sports, at RBS Mortgage. He was so excited. He sat next to Jen at an event not too long ago and said, hey, I want to get behind her as well. Jeff Ollard is a dentist. Peter's True Value is another one. These are all Jim Stanton at Career Employment. And just to mention, if you're a business and you wanna have a banner in the volleyball, you know, during a volleyball game, this would be a great opportunity for you to get on the ground floor of something really special that Jen's building here in town. And you can also be if you don't want to sponsor at that level, you could also be a program sponsor too, and that's going to be something our program will be a little different this year too. And so another opportunity for sponsorship allows us to do a lot more things. And also we have an upcoming trip that I think Jen probably want to mention as well.
Yeah, let's get this trip out there. Who's going where, when?
So our JV and varsity team will go in early June to see the women's national team play. This is the best way to show kids what things look like, is to see anything at its highest level. Like
sure.
You said, even fantasy camp, when you see that highest level, then you want to aspire to that. And so one of the first things I wanted to do was show kids what volleyball looks like on a big stage. And so our women's national team, we'll see them play two different matches and a couple other teams from around the nation, or from around the for international competitors play that night, including I'm really looking forward to watching Brazil play. Of course the U.S. but also Brazil. They're always very good, and so our girls will go and experience volleyball at its highest level, and that is just going to be powerful on a level we can't even predict, I think, because they, I don't think they've seen it at its highest level yet.
Yeah, well, for those who don't know, you, Russ, got recruited to the University of Pittsburgh as a two-sport athlete, and you decided to come this way for volleyball. Thank you so much for that. What's it like to throw out the first pitch at Wrigley?
It was awesome. I was Athlete of the Year 1992, which my husband, Robert Ward, will be so thrilled to hear me talk about, because I don't normally say anything about it, but as a reward for being Athlete of the Year, I got to throw the first pitch out at Wrigley. The only problem is I had to throw it left-handed because I just had shoulder surgery. So my pitch was not necessarily the caliber maybe that it could have been in a different year, but the experience was quite awesome. I got to meet Jimmy Buffett and the Planner's Peanut as well. So
did you get close to the plate?
Well, Charlie, let's just say it made it to Joe Girardi, who was catching it.
That works for me. Coach, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Best of luck on building a great volleyball team for next year and for the years to come. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Get involved and come out for the event. It is on
May 11th,
a week from Saturday, and you will see what will be the beginnings of 2020 Bruin volleyball. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. The State Insurance Department is partnering with the